www.attableek.com, the reviver of Iman.
ومن سيئات أعمال من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد وقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون نزلا من غفور رحيم صدق الله العظيم قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ألا وإن الدنيا عرض حاضر يأكل منه البر والفاجر ألا وإن الآخرة أجل صادق يقضي فيها ملك عادل قادر يحق الحق ويبطل الباطل ألا وإن الخير كله بحذافيره في الجنة ألا وإن الشر كله بحذافيره في النار ألا فاعملوا وأنتم من الله على حذر واعلموا أنكم معروضون على أعمالكم فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم Respected ulama ikram, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, Allah's greatness, Allah's azmat, Allah's kibriyai, Allah's jalal, this is wara'ul wara', beyond human comprehension. Akbar min kulli kabir, aqwa min kulli qawi, a'az min kulli aziz, a'azam min kulli azim, ajal min kulli jaleel. Greater than anything with greatness, more majestic than anything with majesty, more powerful than anything with power, more mighty than anything with might, more glorious than anything with glory. وهو الذي في السماء إله وفي الأرض إله. He is the إله of the heavens, He is the إله of the earth. له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وما بينهما وما تحت الثرى. ألا إن لله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض. ألا إن لله من في السماوات ومن في الأرض. Everything in the heavens, everything in the earth, everything between the heavens and the earth, everything beneath this earth belongs to Allah. For it to come into existence, it is dependent on Allah. Allah is Rabb. This expression we read over and over again, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. إِنَّ رَبَّكُمُ اللَّهُ ذَلِكُمُ اللَّهُ رَبُّكُمُ الْحَقِّ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ What does this word Rabb mean? Normally we translate sustainer, nourisher, provider. One Mufassir explains, he says, Rabb. Rabb is that Zaat and that being that took you from a state of non-existence. You didn't exist. Gave you wujud, gave you existence. Human beings feel that they create. Human beings do not create. In reality, the word For what human beings do is what we call sanya in Arabic. To make something out of something. Use wood, make a minbar. Use textile, make carpet. Use bricks and try and put up a building. From raw material to produce something that is sanya. Khaliq is only Allah. Allah is Khaliq. What is Khaliq? Allah creates. Allah's raw material is nothingness. There wasn't a grain of sand, Allah created the desert. There wasn't a pebble or a stone, Allah brought the mountains into existence. There wasn't a wisp of air, Allah brought the atmosphere into existence. There wasn't a droplet of water, Allah brought the oceans into existence. Rabb, as Mufassir explains, he says, that Zat and that being that took you from a state of non-existence and brought you into existence. And after bringing you into existence, took you through the various stages of your development. At each stage, prior to that stage, put that intizam and system into place in order to meet all your necessities and requirements. Then he took you to perfection. That is your Rabb. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. All praise is due to Allah, who is the Rabb of every alam. Rabbuna alladhi a'ta kulla shay'in khalqahu thumma hada. Allah says, Rabb, Allah is Rabb. Allah has created everything. Allah has created everything, and not just created everything, given each entity the necessary knowledge for it to carry out whatever function or task it has been created for. Allah has given it that knowledge also. Multitudes of creations. We can't count the creations of Allah. Ants, tiny makhluk. They said the eyesight of the ant is limited. You can only see up to 1 centimeter in front. Yet ponder, observe this makhluk of Allah. Limited eyesight, partially blind. It can only see up to 1 centimeter. Yet when ants travel, they travel in a straight line. This is logically impossible. Without eyesight, how do they travel in a straight line? Ants in the jungles in Africa, they build their homes. One colony comprises of 1 million ants. That home which they build, Hisn-e Haseen, a beautiful fortress, a technological marvel. Consideration is taken of the direction from which the sun rises, which the sun sets. Ventilation system, sewage disposal system. Tiny makhluk of Allah. Youngsters, they go to the gym, they pump iron, take steroids to build muscle, build abs. How much are you going to lift? If you weigh 100 kilos, can you lift 100 kilos? Or maybe a little bit more than that? Tiny makhluk of Allah, like I said, this ant can lift 50 times its body weight. And the nervous system, what is the size of the brain of the ant? Allah Ta'ala tells us in the Quran, one ant till posterity is remembered in Quran. Why? When the army of Sulaiman alayhi salam was coming, Sulaiman alayhi salam was given that kingdom that no one else will ever receive. La yambaghi li ahadin min ba'di. Such a kingdom, such a worldly kingdom, the like of which no one will receive in this world. سَخَّرْنَا لَهُ الْرِيحِ تَجْرِي بِأَمْرِهِ رُخَانْ حَيْثُ أَصَابُ وَالشَّيَاطِينَ كُلَّ بَنَّاءٍ وَغَوَّاسٍ. Allah describes various places in the Quran. The kingdom of Sulaiman alayhi salam, the manner in which he would travel. غُدُوَّهَا شَهَرْ وَرَوَاحُهَا شَهَرْ. One morning he would cover a distance of 1 month. One night he would cover a distance of 1 month. Long before these aeroplanes came into existence. Sulaiman alayhi salam's entire army, Allah had given, he subjugated the jinnat, the shayateen for Sulaiman alayhi salam. On his flying throne, he would move about. Allah had given him hukumat, kingdom over the animals also. He could hear the speech and understand the speech of animals. When Sulaiman alayhi salam is coming, such is the might and the power of the army that the sound of the hooves reverberated underneath the earth. So one tiny ant became worried. قَالَتْ نَمْلَةٌ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّمْلُ ادْخُلُوا مَسَاكِنَكُمْ لا يحطمنكم سليمان وجنوده وهم لا يشعرون. This ant became fickle-minded, concerned for the welfare of its fellow ants. So he said, "Oh ants, enter into your holes, go into your homes. I fear that Sulaiman alayhi salam and his army will crush you inadvertently." Sulaiman alayhi salam summoned this ant. He heard this dialogue. He heard the speech. He summons this ant. Ama inni malikun adl? Am I not a just ruler? Why is it that you said to your fellow ants, the army of Sulaiman alayhi salam will crush you? Am I not a just ruler? What was the response of the ant? The ant said that, "Oh, Nabi of Allah, I said, wahum la yash'urun. Wahum la yash'urun. Inadvertently, without realizing, such a tall, small creation we are, without realizing your army may crush us." The fikr of one ant for the worldly welfare of its fellow ants, Allah reproduced this conversation for posterity. Till today, 14 centuries later and beyond, the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will read about the fikr of one ant. What is the size of the brain of the ant? It is said 100 million ants put together, their brains will weigh 20 grams. Tiny makhluk of Allah. رَبُّنَا الَّذِي أَعْتَى كُلَّ شَيْءٍ خَلْقَهُ ثُمَّ هَدَى. Allah is Rabb. Allah has created everything and given every makhluk, every creation, the necessary knowledge for it to carry out whatever function or task it is carrying out. Spiders. They say there are 10,000 different species of spiders. There is one spider that lives in the water. Half its web is above the water, half its web is underneath the water. The section that is underneath the water is waterproof. The section that is above the water collects the oxygen and transfers it to the section that is underneath the water. Tiny makhluk of Allah, where does it get the technological know-how to produce that web? It is said the strongest substance known to man is steel. Yet the web of the spider, if you took steel of that width and compared it to the web of the spider is 4,000 times stronger than steel. Textile engineer in the darkness, where does the knowledge come from? رَبُّنَا الَّذِي أَعْطَى كُلَّ شَيْءٍ خَلْقَهُ ثُمَّ هَدَى. Like that, multitudes of Allah's creation. What does Quran tell us? سَبَّحَ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ لَهُ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ يُحْيِي وَيُمِيتُ وَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ هُوَ الْأَوَّلُ وَالْآخِرُ وَالظَّاهِرُ وَالْبَاطِنُ وَهُوَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٌ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ فِي سِتَّةِ أَيَّامٍ ثُمَّ اسْتَوَى عَلَى الْعَرْشِ يعلم ما يلج في الأرض وما يخرج منها وما ينزل من السماء وما يعرج فيها وهو معكم أينما كنتم والله بما تعملون بصير. We can never do justice to describing Allah. That personality, Wahb bin Munabba says, إن الله تعالى لم يعطي جميع الناس من بدء الدنيا إلى انقضائها من العقل في جنب عقله إلا كحبة رمل بين رمال الدنيا. He says if the combined uqul and intelligence of every human being from Adam alayhi salam to the last person to come before Qiyamah, if the uqul and intelligence Allah has given every human being has to be pooled together and equated to one grain of sand, then the aqal and intelligence of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would be all the grains of sand on the surface of the earth. Despite that aqal, despite that intelligence, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself says, Allahumma la astati'u thana'an alayk anta kama athnayta ala nafsi. O Allah, I also cannot praise you as you ought to be praised. This puny human intellect can never do justice to comprehending the greatness, the magnificence, the glory of Allah. Ordinary Bedouin enters Masjid al-Nabawi. What is a Bedouin? A desert dweller. nomadic background, no culture, no formal education. Yet the noor of Allah's marifat, the noor of Allah's ta'alluq, the noor of iman, when it penetrates the heart. Look at the manner in which Allah opens up the understanding, raises his hands, making dua. Ya man la tarahu al-uyun, wa la tukhalituhu al-dhunun, wa la yasifuhu al-wasifun, wa la tughayyiruhu al-hawadith, wa la yakhsha al-dawair. Ya man ya'lamu mathaqil al-jibal, wa makail al-bihar, wa adada qatr al-amtar, wa adada waraq al-ashjar, wa adada ma azlama alayhi al-layl, wa ashraq alayhi al-nahar. ولا تواري منه سماء سماء ولا أرض أرضا ولا بحر ما في قاره ولا جبل ما في واره. Allah, my respected brothers, there are those that study 7, 8, 9, 10 years and still will not be able to praise Allah. Still will not be able to praise Allah as this ordinary Bedouin. When the noor, when the light of Iman into the heart, when the light of Iman into the heart, such marifat, such recognition, such understanding of Allah. Look at the manner. Ya man la tarahu al-uyun, O my Allah, the eyeballs cannot see you. You are beyond eyesight. Eyesight is still a very limited faculty. Very limited. One ni'mat of Allah, one bounty of Allah. Have you pondered? What price tag are you going to put on the ni'mats of Allah? What price tag are you going to put on the bounties of Allah? Various countries, they have what they call minimum wage. Australia, New Zealand, I don't know what it is, but they say it's very high. $30 an hour, $40 an hour, whatever it may be. Somebody pays you a wage, a stipulated government wage. And what happens? Because of that wage that he is paying you, because of that remuneration that he is giving you, you allow that person to question your movements. Why did you come late? Why are you tardy? Why are you sloppy? Why are you lazy? Wake up. He'll take you to task. He'll scold you. Inside, you are burning with rage. You're upset. You're angry. But you'll smile and tolerate whatever he's saying. If he asks you to jump, you'll ask how high. Why? Because of some remuneration, some return, some salary that he is paying you. What price tag are you going to put on the ni'mat of Allah? What price tag are you going to put on the bounties of Allah? These eyes, Yabna Adam, Ja'altu laka aynayn, wa ja'altu lahum al-ghita, fanzur bi'aynayka ma ahlaltuhu lak, fa'in arda laka ma harramtuhu alayk, atbiq alayhim al-ghita. Allah says, O Ibn Adam, Alam naj'al lahu aynayn. Did we not give you two eyes? Go to the blind man if you want to understand the value of sight. Observe the blind person. Take the trouble. Take the trouble of observing a blind person just for a few minutes. Observe and then understand. Work out how are you going to quantify the value of just this one ni'mat of Allah. It is said these eyes, each millimeter of the eye can accept 30,000 separate points of light in 1 second. In each eye, Allah has kept 130 million receptors for light. Call it light bulbs, 130 million light bulbs in each eye. At the back of the eye is a tiny hole, the size of the hole, quarter of a millimeter. Through that hole, a cable is passing. This cable has 1.3 million wires. 1.3 million wire cable passing through a whole quarter of a millimeter. Where is Allah doing this? Where? Some controlled environment? Is it a laboratory? Where? Allah says, "Fi butuni ummahatikum," in the womb of your mother. She was walking, turning, sometimes standing, sometimes sitting, sometimes lying down. That container where this insan was being developed was moving all the time. And where was this insan himself? In water. عَلَّمْتُكَ الْجُلُوسِ فِي بَطْنِ أُمِّكِ. Allah says, we taught you to sit in the womb of your mothers. Where? On water. Unstable environment. Yet such precision, such perfection. Cable 1.3 million. Wires passing through a whole quarter of a millimeter in size. Is the lighting good?
Is the light in good way this is happening? No, what does Quran say? Fi dhulumatin thalath, in three layers of darkness. Allah is Khaliq, Allah is Musawwir, Allah is the creator, Allah is the one who gives shape, Allah is the one who gives form. Such, Allah is Badi'a, Allah is the one that places ruh and soul and life. Such perfection in the creation of Allah, such variation in the creation of Allah. 6 or 7 billion insan on the surface of the earth. The color of the eyes of no two human beings are exactly the same. Such variation, tiny space like that. The color of the eyes of no two human beings are exactly the same. These lips, the mouth of no two human beings are exactly the same. Fingertip. They say the fingertip has 100 ridges. 100 ridges on each fingertip. To find two human beings. To find two human beings. Where 2 out of the 100 ridges are the same, you have to examine 4 people. To find 2 human beings where 3 out of the 100 ridges are the same, you have to examine 16 people. To find 2 human beings where all 100 ridges are the same, you will have to examine every human being that will live on the surface of the earth for the next 4 billion years. 7 billion, 6 billion insan on the surface of the earth, the fingertip of no two human beings are the same. Variation in the creation of Allah. In 3 layers of darkness, a cable, 1.3 million wires passing through a hole, 0.25 millimeter inside. At the back is the retina. Each time an image forms on the retina, the muscles around the retina clench. They contract. They contract. This contraction clears the retina for the next image. This contraction takes place 100,000 times every day. If those same muscles are to be put into your feet, it is the equivalent of walking 80 kilometers. Yet the eyes don't get tired. In fact, the eyes are a zalim. Always looking at that which they're not supposed to look at. Looking at the daughters of others, looking at eye candy, looking at visual attraction. That is why my Nabi said, one of the most poisonous of the arrows of shaitan are these eyes. Why? Because whatever you look at, the acts, the impression of it will form in the heart. If it is a negative look, the blackness, the darkness of it will enter the heart. Today we have polluted our homes with what? With those shaitan boxes. Instruments of zina, where father, mother, children sitting together looking at zina taking place. Azan is called out. Azan is called out. Majority of the ummah, that azan will fall on deaf ears. That percentage that will leave that environment and come to the masjid will come to the masjid to finish their salah to go back into that environment. What effect is there going to be in that salah? What ta'alluq with Allah is there going to be if these hearts have been blackened and soiled with looking at haram, planning haram, listening to haram? Hadith Qudsi, Allah says, I gave you 2 eyes and I placed veils over those eyes. فَانْظُرْ بِعَيْنَيْكَ مَا أَحْلَلْتُهُ لَكَ. Look at that which I made halal for you. وَإِنْ عَرَضَ لَكَ مَا حَرَّمْتُهُ عَلَيْكَ أَطْبِقْ عَلَيْهِمُ الْغِطَى. When that which I made haram comes in front of you, what does Quran say? قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ وَيَحْفَظُوا فُرُوجَهُمْ. Tell the believers, lower their gaze. Lower this gaze. Lower this gaze and what will happen? What will happen if you will lower this gaze? Will you get bankrupt? Will you lose out? So-called ecstasy of looking at haram, will you be deprived? What will happen if you will lower this gaze? Hadith Qudsi, Rasulullah s.a.w. says, Allah says, that person who will lower his gaze out of my fear, my thought, conscious that I am looking at him, what will happen? أَبْدَلْتُهُ إِيمَانًا يَجِدُ حَلَاوَتَهُ فِي قَلْبِهِ. Allah says, I will give him such iman. He will taste the sweetness of that iman in this world. Today Allah's ibadat has become a burden, has become something difficult. There is no maza in listening to Quran, the month of Ramadan. This month is the month of the Quran. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how beautifully he said, فَرَضَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ صِيَامَهُ فَرَضَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ صِيَامَهُ. Allah made farz for you the fasting of the day of Ramadan. وَسَنَنْتُ لَكُمْ قِيَامَهُ. And I, your Nabi, made sunnat for you the Taraweeh Salah of Ramadan. Khususiyat of this ummah. No other ummah was given Taraweeh. No other ummah was given Taraweeh besides the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why? This was the only ummah, anajiluhum fi sudurihim, that Allah had given them the ability to by heart their Quran. وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ فَهَلْ مِنْ مُدَّكِرٍ. Only this ummah was given that khususiyat. So Taraweeh Salah, no other ummah had one chance in the year to listen to Quran. And then what? And yet what is the reality? How much is the appreciation the ummah shows? I always give this example. A few years ago, our jamaat was working one place in Ramadan. As we were waiting for program, we passed one masjid, the road was blocked. Couldn't pass. Cars were full. So I asked the Rebbe, I said, why? Some foreign sheikh has come, the special program. Why is there such a big crowd in this masjid? So he said, Mawlana, in this masjid they read last 10 surahs in Taraweeh. Last 10 surahs in Taraweeh, so the crowd is big. That masjid where the hafiz murders the recitation of the Quran. You can't make out what he's reading. Ya'lamun ta'lamun is all you can hear. The last end of each verse, Ya'lamun ta'lamun, that masjid will be full. And where Quran is read properly, where Quran is read properly, where Umar radiallahu ta'ala used to say to Abu Musa Ashari radiallahu anhu, Dhakkirna Rabbana Azza wa Jal, Shawwiqna ila Rabbina Azza wa Jal. You would say, Abu Musa, remind me about my Allah. Remind me about my Allah. Give me the shawq. Give me the inclination for my Allah. In other words, recite Quran. Ikrama bin Abi Jahl radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he would sit in front of the Quran, he would start sobbing. Hada kalam Rabbi. Hada kalam Rabbi. Hada kalam Rabbi. This is the kalam of my Allah. This is the kalam of my Allah. This is the kalam of my Allah. What is Quran? إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِّرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا. This word إِنَّمَا in Arabic is what we call كَلِمَةُ الْحَسَرْ. You translate it in Urdu, how they translate it, sirf or sirf. إِنَّمَا only and only. In other words, exclusivity. Allah is saying, people of Iman, innamal mu'minun, only these people are the people of Iman. Whatever label you want to put, put whatever labels you want. Quran is telling you who are the people of Iman. Who are the people of Iman? Idha dhukir Allah, wajilat qulubuhum. When Allah's name is taken, their hearts start beating faster hearing the name of Allah. The effect of Allah's name is felt on the heart. This is why Mawlana Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, the first bid'at that came into the ummah was the taking of the name of Allah without the azmat of Allah in the heart. We say Allah, we don't know who is Allah. We say Allah, we don't comprehend who is Allah. The recognition of Allah's marifat, Allah's greatness, this human being has no other purpose. Today we are measuring our lives on the basis of what? How much? Paisa. How much material wealth? In fact, the very classification of society is dependent on this. We say low class person, meaning what? He's got a small bank balance. Middle class, middle income. Middle class, middle income. High class, VIP. Why? Because of a big bank balance. The very basis of distinguishing human beings, categorizing human beings, has become what? Material wealth. The acquisition of worldly wealth. That personality. Wallah, by the qasam of my Allah, there was no greater human being. What was his worldly circumstance? Umar radiallahu ta'ala says, دَخَلْتُ عَلَىٰ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam فَإِذَا هُوَ مُتَّجِعٌ عَلَى رِمَالٍ حَسِيرٍ لَيْسَ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَهُ فِرَاشٍ. قد أثر الرمال بجنبي متكئا على وسادة من أدم حشوها ليف. Umar says, I entered the room of the greatest Nabi of Allah, Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, I entered the room of my Nabi, and Umar describes the contents of the room of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, my Nabi was lying on a straw mat. There was no gadda, there was no blanket, there was no mattress. There was no sheet also. He was lying on a straw mat. He said, I saw the imprint of the mat on the back of Rasulullah. His pillow had date leaves, rock hard pillow. One riwayat it comes, Umar observed, on one side of the room was a piece of leather that was tanning. Leather that is tanning will give off a foul smell. Such were the sparse contents of the room of the greatest of Allah's creations. Umar radiallahu ta'ala was seeing this, he couldn't take it. Not for himself. Umar radiallahu ta'ala was that personality who, when the wealth of the world poured into Medina Munawwara, when the courtyard of Masjid al-Nabawi was full with the wealth of Bahrain, to such an extent, so much of gold that you couldn't see the other side. Umar starts crying, Amirul Mumineen, why are you crying? He says, I fear, on the day of judgment, Allah will say, أَذْهَبْتُمْ طَيِّبَاتِكُمْ فِي حَيَاتِكُمْ الدُّنْيَا وَاسْتَمْتَعْتُمْ بِهَا. You got the return of your qurbani and sacrifice in dunya. In akhirat, there is nothing for you. Umar's concern was not for himself. It was not worldly desire. He couldn't take in his heart to see the Nabi of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in this condition. So what does he say? Ya Rasulullah, ud'u Allah, falyuwassi' ala ummatik, fa'inna Faris wa Rum qad wussi' alayhim, wa hum la ya'budun Allah. He says, O Nabi of Allah, make dua to Allah. Make dua to Allah that Allah opens the door of wealth on your ummah. Make dua to Allah that Allah opens the door of wealth on your ummah. Why? What is the logical argument that Umar puts forward? He said, فَإِنَّ فَارِسْ وَالْرُومِ قَدْ وُسِّعَ عَلَيْهِمْ. The Romans and the Persians, they are living in the lap of luxury and they do not worship Allah. They do not make the ibadat of Allah. The recognition of Allah is not in their hearts. Yet, they are in the lap of luxury. Surah Zukhruf, what does Allah say? وَلَوْلَا أَن يَكُونَ النَّاسُ أُمَّةً وَاحِدًا لَجَعَلْنَا لِمَنْ يَكْفُرُ بِالرَّحْمَنِ لِبُيُوتِهِمْ سُقُفًا مِّنْ فِضَّةٍ وَمَعَارِجَ عَلَيْهَا يَظْهَرُونَ وَلِبُيُوتِهِمْ أَبْوَابًا وَسُرُرًا عَلَيْهَا يَتَّكِئُونَ وَالزُّخْرُفًا وَإِنْ كُلُّ ذَلِكَ لَمَّا مَتَاعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةُ عِنَّ رَبِّكَ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. What is the crux of these verses? Allah says, We wanted to pave the homes, we wanted to pave the streets of the disbelievers out of gold. We wanted to make their homes out of gold. We wanted to shower the wealth of the world upon them. They would know no sickness, no difficulty, no hardship in this world. This world has no value. What is Allah saying? This world has no value in the eyes of Allah. Allah says, we wanted to shower the wealth of this world, pour it down on the disbelievers, on those who had turned their backs upon Allah. Why didn't we do it? Allah says, we feared that the believers, when they saw the wealth and the opulence of the disbelievers, their lalach and their greed for that will cause them to forsake the iman. This is the reason we didn't do it. But the reality is, this world has no value in the sight of Allah. Ad-dunya daru man la dara la وَمَالُ مَنْ لَا مَالَ لَهُ وَلَهَا يَجْمَعُ مَنْ لَا أَقْلَ لَهُ. Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the dunya is the home of the one who has no home in akhirat. It is the wealth of the one who has no wealth in akhirat. وَلَهَا يَجْمَعُ مَنْ لَا أَقْلَ لَهُ. He will amass and amass and amass the wealth of this world. Observe when a child is born. When a child is born, the fist of the child is closed. Closed naturally. When a child is born, its fist is closed. This is ishara, indication of the fitrat and nature of insan, that he will gather and gather and gather and gather and gather. Highest narrator of ahadith was Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, 5,374 ahadith. After Abu Huraira, one of the higher amongst the sahaba that would narrate the most ahadith. After Abu Huraira, one of the most prolific narrator of ahadith was Aisha, Ummul Mumineen radiallahu anha, our mother. Faqih Abu Layth Samarqandi mentions the riwayat in his kitab that one day someone asked her that tell us what is it that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would repeat the most often in your home. One of the most prolific narrator of ahadith. How many we read Fazail-e-Amal, or we read Hayat al-Sahaba, or whatever books of seerah, you'll always hear the word an Aishata. Aisha radiallahu anha said that she heard Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying this, or heard Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that. So many ahadith are narrated by her. Someone asked her that, what is it that you heard my Nabi saying the most? What was her response? She said, Lokana li ibn Adam wadiyam min zahab ahabba an yakuna lahu wadiyan wa la yamlafahu illa turab. What was it that he said the most? That if ibn Adam, if insan, if this human being had one valley full of gold, he'll want the second one. If he had the second one, he'll want the third one. Nothing but the sand of the grave will satisfy the greed of insan. This lalach, this hirs, this greed, my Nabi, Allahu Akbar. He gave an analogy. What did he say? He said, set two wolves free. In New Zealand, we know a lot about sheep. Somebody told us the sheep outnumber the people 10 to 1. Allah knows best whatever the number is. We know, we understand the psychology of sheep quite a bit. The worst enemy for a sheep is a wolf. My Nabi said, tie up, close up sheep in a pen so that they can't escape. And set two hungry wolves, Riban, Jayan. He said, two hungry wolves, set them free on those sheep. What carnage will they wreak? What carnage will they wreak? My Nabi said, the greed of dunya will destroy your iman more than what carnage those wolves will wreak on those sheep. The greed of dunya, hirs al mal, the love, the passion for the wealth of this world, if this hirs and greed is not treated, if its ilaj doesn't take place. I remember once when Jamaat was giving karguzari, they went to somebody's house. Outside the house there was a small 5-year-old child, young girl playing. So the rehber asked the little child, where's your papa? Where's your father? Just so happened that outside their house there was a Mercedes Benz and a Toyota parked. 5-year-old child, she pumps her chest out and she points to the Mercedes Benz and she says, this is my papa's car. This is my papa's car. In other words, indicating the status of her father, indicating the achievement of her father. Ask ourselves the question, if this is the type of yaqeen and conviction and value system in a 5-year-old child, if that is left unchecked, by the time she's 35, 40 or 45, what will be the yaqeen now? He said, if they have one valley of gold, they'll want the second. If they have the second, they'll want the third. Nothing but the sand of the grave will satisfy the hirs and greed and avarice of insan. If ilaj doesn't take place, if ilaj of this doesn't take place, this is that blinding ray, blinding ambition and desire for the things of this world, and the altar of that, at the altar of that, paisa, at the altar of that, every command of Allah will be broken. Riba will become halal, cheating will become halal, deception will become halal, usurping the wealth of others will become halal. What did my Nabi say? Man ba'a ayban, lam yubayyinhu, lam yazal fi maqtillah, wa lam tazal al malaikatu tal'anuhu, or kama qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Somebody pulls off a deal where he sells something inferior for an expensive price, pulls wool over the customer's eyes. What do we say? What does society say? Astute businessman. Astute businessman. Financial prowess. Look at him. Mashallah, what a salesman. Sold rubbish and got gold for it. What does my Nabi say? That person who will sell something defective. That person who will sell something defective, وَلَمْ يُبَيِّنْهُ, will not reveal the defect of those goods. لَمْ يَزَلْ فِي مَقَتِ اللَّهِ, he will perpetually be in the anger of Allah. He will perpetually be in the anger of Allah. وَلَمْ تَزَلِ الْمَلَائِكَةُ تَلْعَنُهُ, and the angels of Allah will continue cursing this person. This drive, this hirs, this greed, this avarice for dunya. Allah's Rasul said, ثَلَاثَةٌ 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 لَا يُكَلِّمُهُ اللَّهُ وَلَا يَنْظُرُ إِلَيْهِمْ وَلَا يُزَكِّيهِمْ وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. Person goes to the doctor. He's got a complaint. What's his complaint? I'm urinating too often. Becoming very, very thirsty. At night I get very thirsty. I'm feeling weak all the time. Person reveals his symptoms. The doctor, based on experience, understands medicine is not an exact science. It's not an exact science, it's a changing science all the time. One time they tell you eggs are good for you. Then they say it's no good for you. And they say butter and ghee is good for you. Then they say it's no good for you. Margarine is good. Then they say margarine is plastic. Changing all the time. It's not an exact science. It changes. In fact, I remember in 1995 when our Jamaat was in Jordan, there were two Syrian specialists with us. They were doing specialization in whatever field in medicine in America. On the way back to Syria, they spent 10 days in the path of Allah in Jordan. One of the two specialists was with me. We got into a conversation. He was in Jamaat with us. He told me, he says, Maulana, in America, in the medical faculty, in the university where we are studying, he said, I want to explain to you how a topic is presented to us. They take one branch of medicine. For the first 10 minutes, they show us a cartoon where all of us have a good laugh. What is the subject matter of the cartoon? 15 or 20 years ago, what we thought or what we knew to be true about this particular topic, 15, 20 years later is now a cartoon. So much so-called advancement we made. 20 years ago, what we thought was correct, today we are laughing at it. Why? Because the medical field is moving so fast. He says, I ask myself a question. I ask myself a question. We see this cartoon, we have a good laugh. This is what they thought 20 years ago is correct. They will present something new to us today. How can I grant credibility to what is being presented to me today when I know in my heart that 20 years from now the students will be laughing at what they are telling me today? It's not an exact science. Changes all the time. Say, take this first thing. Take the same blood sample, send it to 6 different laboratories. Guaranteed there will be variation in the there'll be variation in the results that come back. Medicine is not an exact science. In fact, the most... Well, nothing against doctors, don't misunderstand. What? The most intelligent thing any doctor told me. He said, Maulana, we have the best job, the best career. I said, why? He says, we charge the bill and Allah gives the shifa. We charge the bill and Allah gives the shifa. One person, he phoned his doctor, he says, doctor, I'm walking. The doctor said, I told you, I knew my medicine, I'll get you to walk. He said, when I got your bill, I had to sell my car, that's why I'm walking. A doctor uses an inexact science. And he will tell the patient, by listening to the symptoms, sending blood sample, urine sample, GTT, glucose tolerance test, or whatever you do, and you say, Sayyid Saab, Hazrat Saab, you are diabetic. You are diabetic, stay away from sugar. Stay away from something sweet. That luscious, scrumptious cake is there in front of him. Dr. Saab, who is a human being who is defective, whose intellect is defective, based on a science that is defective, used instruments that are defective, and told me this is no good for me, he will not go near it. And Sadiqul Masduq, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the seven heavens and the seven earths can come to an end. Not one word of lie or exaggeration passed through his Mubarak lips. That Nabi, Allah took qasam on his Risalat, Yasin wal Quran al Hakim, innaka lamina al mursaleen. Allah took qasam, this is my Nabi. Allah took qasam on his land. والتين والزيتون وطور سينين وهذا البلد الأمين لا أقسم بهذا البلد وأنت حل بهذا البلد. Allah took qasam on his risalat, Allah took qasam on his land, Allah took qasam on his Quran, Qaf wal Quran al Majid. Allah took qasam in his defense. والنجم إذا هوى ما ضل صاحبكم وما غوى. And then what does Allah say? وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيُّ يُوحَىٰ. My Nabi does not speak of his own desires. Whatever he says to you is wahi from Allah. Whatever he says to you is wahi from Allah. The doctor, based on his defective intelligence and science, you listen to what he says. Muhammad Rasulullah s.a.w. says, ثَلَاثَةٌ. Three categories of people. لَا يُكَلِّمُهُمُ اللَّهُ. Allah will not speak to them on the Day of Judgment. وَلَا يَنْظُرُ إِلَيْهِمْ. Allah will not look at them with mercy on the Day of Judgment. وَلَا يُزَكِّيهِمْ. Allah will not purify them on the Day of Judgment. وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. And they will have to face a terrible punishment. Abu Zar radiallahu ta'ala, hearing this, falls down onto his knees. خَابُوا وَخَسِرُوا. Ya Rasulullah, they are barbad, they are destroyed. Who is this? Three categories of people, he said. Al-Mannan. What this translates in Urdu, Ihsan Jatane Wala. Do somebody a good favor and never ever let him forget about it. Keep on reminding him. That time when you had a problem, I was there for you. In other words, you must be there for me. This is one of the signs of Qiyamah, Hadith of Tirmizi Sharif. Ukrimar Rajulu Makhafat Sharrihi. My Nabi Sassam said, relationships will be based on matlab. You scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. Akhlaq of Islam, the akhlaq, the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will no longer be there. He said, La takunu imma'a. What does this mean? He said, do not have a reciprocal akhlaq. Do not have a reciprocal character. If someone does good to you, you do good to him. That is not akhlaq. What is akhlaq? Akhlaq is when someone shows you a sour face to smile at him. This is what drove towards Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That akhlaq, Allah says, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. Oh my Nabi, you are on a perfect character. It was this akhlaq and character that drew people towards Islam. Al-Mannan, Ihsan Jatane Wala, the one who does someone a favor and never lets them forget. Third person, Allah's Rasul said, Al-Musbil. That person whose clothing hangs beneath his ankles. The enlightened, advanced intellectual thinkers of the 14th centuries of Islam, what we say? That these things are not to be taken literally. That was the camel age, this is the space age. I'm not doing it out of pride. What was the prohibition? Allah the Sultan said, keep your clothing above your ankle. That section underneath the ankle will be in the fire of hell. We will put some interpretation. Why? We want to keep up with the James and Jones of society. There was a conference, Islamic conference. Few years ago in America, there was a rebirth. New Muslim, call him rebirth. He had his clothing halfway, this was sock, halfway between his knee and his ankle, which is the actual sunnah. Allowance is there till above the ankle. So one scholar like me met him and said, "Bhai, lower your clothing to just above your ankle." "Why?" "I fear people will mock at you. I fear people will mock at you." What was his response? He said two things. First thing he said, "Do you wish that I abandon the sunnah of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam because of the opinion of fools? Why do I have to worry about the opinion of fools? When I have my imam, my guide, Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam." And second, pertinent to what we are discussing, what did he say? He said, "You people are Muslims by chance. I am a Muslim by choice. You people are Muslim by chance. Where did you get your iman? In the cradle of your mothers. In the lap of your mothers. Without understanding that little, as a little baby she picked you up, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah," so you repeat it. The reality of iman, the value of iman, the qurbani and sacrifice behind that kalima, that you are oblivious to. This is why you don't know the value of one sunnah. It is our aqeedah, it is our aqeedah, it is our iman, that the sand that is touching the Mubarak body of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Medina Munawwara is more sacred than the Arsh of Allah. What is the value of the sunnah that emanated from the body of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam? What is the value of one ada of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? What price tag are you going to put on it? He said three categories of people: al-mannan, al-musbil. And what was the third category? What was the third category? He said, "Al-munafiq silatahu bil halif al kadib." He said, that businessman of my ummah who will use false promises, who will use deception, who will use lies to sell his goods, Allah will not look at him with mercy. Allah will not purify him. Allah will cause him to face a terrible punishment on the day of judgment. If he will sell his goods using false promises, using falsehood, what we say, astute businessman. Hence, this greed, lalach for wealth. If the ilaj doesn't take place, then at the altar of that, every command of Allah will be broken. If that yaqeen of that five-year-old child is left unchecked, by the time she grows up, what will be the yaqeen that is in the heart? This is the question we have to ask ourselves, my respected brothers. What is the direction that we are going in? What has this ummah placed value, placed emphasis upon? This is the month of the Qur'an. This is the month of the Qur'an. This is the month, Allahu Akbar, coming back to what I was mentioning earlier. That masjid where the Qur'an is massacred, big crowd. Where the Qur'an is read with properly with tadabbur, with contemplation over the words of Allah. Where the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ali radiallahu ta'ala, what he would say? He would say, whenever I desire to talk to Allah, I would read 2 rakat salah. And whenever I desire that my Allah should talk to me, I would recite Qur'an. Our elders are saying, Qur'an, aaj Qur'an ek na aashna peygham ban chuki. That Qur'an has become an irrelevant message for the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Barkat, somebody opens a new shop, then we get some hafizes together to read. Move into a new house, read a little bit Qur'an. We think somebody has got jadu or jinn asar, read a little bit Qur'an. But the day of the Qur'an, the night of the Qur'an, the cry of the Qur'an, the call of the Qur'an, the amal of the Qur'an, what the Qur'an advocates, what the Qur'an is calling towards, what was the day and night of the Qur'an, that concern, that consideration, that worry has come out of the ummah. Allah says, lower your gaze, abdaltuhu imanan, yajidu halawatahu fi qalbihim. We will give you such iman, you will taste the sweetness in this world. Coming back to that incident we were mentioning earlier, Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, having witnessed the circumstance of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, O Nabi of Allah, make dua to Allah, that Allah opens the door of wealth upon your ummah. Why? Because the Romans and the Persians, they do not worship Allah. They are the enemies of Allah. قَدْ وُسِّيَ عَلَيْهِمْ Dunya, they are in the lap of luxury. So make dua. Allah opens the door of wealth upon your ummah. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at that time was leaning. He was sitting back. He understood the ramifications of the incorrect yaqeen that was behind this expression of Umar radiallahu ta'ala. And immediately Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed it. Immediately addressed it. He got up. Struck Umar on the chest. To us this seems like an innocent statement. To us it may even appeal to our logic. Yet what is behind it? What is behind it? The value that is being attached to this temporary dunya of akhirat. The value that is being attached to this temporary dunya of akhirat. One black sahabi comes in the majlis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. إِنَّكُمْ فُضِّلْتُمْ عَلَيْنَا بِالْأَلْوَانِ وَالصُّوَرِ وَالدِّينِ إِنَّكُمْ فُضِّلْتُمْ عَلَيْنَا بِالْأَلْوَانِ وَالصُّوَرِ وَالدِّينِ أَرَأَيْتْ إِنْ آمَنْتُ بِمَا آمَنْتْ وَعَمِلْتُ بِمَا عَمِلْتْ أَكُنْتُ مَعَكَ فِي الْجَنَّةِ Such an effort of batil is taking place around us. Place the value and price tag on things based on material wealth. Somebody pays you a wage, they tell you to jump, you ask them how high. What price tag are you going to put on the ni'mat and the bounties of Allah? Coming back to what we were mentioning, these eyes, cable 1.3 million wires passing through a hole, quarter of a millimeter in width, at the back the retina. 100,000 times a day, the muscles clenching, equivalent to walking 80 kilometers a day. What is happening? What is happening? It is enabling these eyes to take 10 three-dimensional pictures every second, 800,000 pictures every day. Let one person become the owner of the entire world. All the diamond mines, all the gold mines, all the platinum, all the silver, all the material wealth of this world, one person owns. He goes into the marketplace, employs the scientists of the day, hires out the laboratories of the time, purchases the most advanced medical equipment available, flings millions and billions of dollars with one request: manufacture one eye for me. Manufacture one eye for me. Allah's qasam, qiyamah will come, they won't manufacture 1 millimeter of an eye. What price tag are you going to put on the bounties of Allah? Someone pays you a wage, he asks you to jump, you ask how high? Allah's muazzin 5 times every day. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. 95% of the believing ummah is away from the masjid. 95% of the believing ummah, that call is falling on deaf ears. Such an effort. Customer is in front. The dollars are in the hand. Allah's muazzin, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. What does that call mean? That, oh shopkeeper, Allah is greater than your wealth. What does the college student say? I didn't want to take my socks out. It was uncomfortable for me to take my socks out, so I made my namaz qaza. Doctor says I was busy with my patient, so I made my namaz qaza. Jummah salah, the masjid is full. What happens the asr salah after Jummah salah? Someone is leaving the masjid after Jummah, tap him on the shoulder, bye. Next week Jummah, you coming? Next week Jummah, you say, how? How can you ask me things like that? Of course, don't be insulting. Then in a softer voice, ask him, by asr salah, you coming? He says, inshallah, make dua. Kamzor, weak. As if only Jummah is farz. As if only Laylatul Qadr, salah is farz. As if only first night of Ramadan, salah is farz. on some big night. These moments, opportunities Allah has given us of clemency and mercy and compassion and forgiveness are not a license to disobey Allah. My Nabi said, Al-Jafa, Kull Al-Jafa. He said, the greatest zalim of my ummah is who? Man sami'a an-nida falam yujib. The one who hears the azan and fails to come to the masjid. Ramadan, to some extent, tuftahu fi awabul jannah, tughlaqu fi awabul nar, tughallu fi shayateen. Allah says, Jannah is open, Jahannam is locked up, Shaitan are tied up. So to some extent, we come to the masjid, make this determination that the khair of Ramadan has to permeate. The khair of Ramadan has to permeate at least this much, at least this much. From now till I die, not one salah I will make qaza say, inshallah. Allahu Allah's caller, what price tag are we going to put on the ni'mat and the bounties of Allah? This recognition of Allah, this marifat of Allah. Innamal mu'minun alladheena idha dhukira Allah wajilat qulubuhum. What is the sign of iman? When Allah's name is taken, the heart tremors. وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا. When Quran is read, the iman increases. Ordinary black sahabi, O Nabi of Allah, you people referring to the Arabs, you people referring to the Arabs have been given virtue, distinction over us. إِنَّكُمْ فُضِّلْتُمْ عَلَيْنَا. With regards to your complexion, with regards to your material wealth, with regards to your social status, he was referring to the situation in Arabia at that time. But such an effort Allah's Rasul Sallallahu made, turning the conviction, the heart of Sahaba away from dunya to akhirat, away from this temporary world towards akhirat, the worry and concern for akhirat, not only for themselves, for every person on the surface of this earth. Ara'ayt in amantu bima amant, wa amiltu bima amilt, akuntu ma'aka fil jannah? Ajeeb question he asks. He says, Ya Rasulullah, in the world you people are gone ahead, so far as material wealth is concerned, I'm not worried about that. I'm not worried about that. Tell me, if I bring iman like you have brought iman, and I do amal like you are doing amal. In other words, I make my day the day of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My night, the night of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Akuntu ma'aka fil jannah. Will I be with you in jannah? What does Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? La yahummuka sawadu wajhik. Don't worry about worldly consideration. In Allah's court, what your color is, what your complexion is, what your language is, whether you're Gujarati, Sufi or Meman, or whether you speak Arabic, English, French, Italian. Your color, your complexion, your language, your financial status, in that court will count for nothing. There is only one criteria. And that is Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In amantu bima amant, wa amiltu bima amilt. If you will color yourself in the color of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, bring that iman that I am calling you towards, bring that day and that night that I am inviting you towards, lakunta ma'i fil jannah, you will be with me in jannah, you will be with me in jannah, and not just with me. Wa inna balataka al aswad la yurawi masafati alf aam. Allah will give you, in this world your face is black, in jannah Allah will give your face such nur, such nur, such nur, that it will be seen from a distance of 1,000 years. in Badr, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam says to Sahaba, ta'arradu ila jannah, ta'arradu ila jannah, ardu as-samawati wal ard. Oh my Sahaba, go ahead. To such a jannah, the length of which is equal to the distance between the heavens and the earth, the breadth of which. Ardu as-samawatu wal-ard. Umayy bin Humam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Bakin. How wonderful, layman's term, the translation of this. How wonderful. Ma hamalaka ala qawlika bakin. Umayy, why did you say bakin? Why did you react like this? Inni uridu min ahliha. Ya Rasulullah, I want to become a jannati. I want to, such an environment of akhirat. Such an environment of the muzakarah of qabr and akhirah, jannat jahannam, such an effort Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made upon sahaba ikram. Janaza is moving in Medina Munawara. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is crying. Sahaba shocked. Alaysat Yahudiyat, O Nabi of Allah, that is a Jew. That is the janaza of a Jew. Why are you crying? What is the reaction? What is the response? Alaysat nafsun tafallatat minni. Alaysat nafsun tafallatat minni. Is it not another ummati of mine that I have lost? Is it not another human being that is going to Jahannam forever and ever? If I don't cry for him, who is going to cry? How did he describe himself? He said the example of humanity is like the moths and the butterflies that are going in droves towards the fire. What is my example? I'm trying to save you. I'm saving humanity from the fire. Allah's Rasul says, أَنَا آخِذٌ بِحُجَّتِكُمْ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأَنْتُمْ تَطَحَّمُونَ فِيهَا. I'm holding you by your waist to pull you away from Jahannam. You are still getting away and falling into Jahannam. We cannot translate or explain the dard, the inner cry, the compassion, the concern that is illustrated in these type of examples. But day in, day out, when Sahaba was asked to describe him, how they would describe him, they would say, كَانَ دَائِمَ الْفِكْرِ وَالْأَحْزَانِ لَيْسَتْ لَهُ رَحْمٍ. He was always in fikr, always in gham, always worried. No rahat, no peace, worried all the time. Ghazirun ka ghazir al-mirjal. The sound of a boiling kettle would come from his heart. Ya Allah, my ummat. Ya Allah, my ummat. Ya Allah, my ummat. One day for Aisha radiallahu anha, he makes dua, Allahumma ghfir li Aishata ma taqaddama min zambiha wa ma ta'akhkhar. Oh Allah, forgive the past and the future sins of Aisha. Aisha rolls on the ground in happiness. She received the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He sees the ebullience. He sees the manner in which Aisha is overjoyed. What does he tell her? Aisha, you are becoming so happy. I made this dua once for you. I make the same dua for my ummah 5 times every day. This dard, this pain, this concern, the worry for the ummah. When someone would die on kufr, Allah's Rasul, it was almost as if he could see that person going to Jahannam. One Jewish youngster used to frequent the majlis of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He's absent for a few days. He asked Sahaba, where is that youngster? They say, Ya Rasulullah, he's very ill. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam walking. One mulaqat, walking 7 kilometers to Banu Qurayza on the outskirts of Madinah Munawwara. Goes to the house of a 16-year-old Jewish boy. Knocks at the door. Father allows him to enter. The boy is on the deathbed. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam stands in front of him. Say La ilaha illallah. Say La ilaha illallah. The youngster in that weakened state looks at the face of his father. Yarifunahu kama yarifuna abna'ahum. They knew. They knew this was the Nabi of Allah. The scriptures told them. But it was their inad, their dushmani that they didn't accept. Little bit compassion entered the heart of the father. He tells the son, Ati Abul Qasim. Obey Abul Qasim. The youngster says, Ashadu an la ilaha illallah. Wa ashadu annaka Rasulullah. And passes away on the spot. The Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam comes out of the house. Face is beaming, shining with happiness and joy. Sahaba say, Ya Rasulullah, what happened? What happened? Alhamdulillah. Alladhi anqadhahu bi minan nar. All praise is due to my Allah. Shukr to my Allah who used me to save him from Jahannam. One person's hidayat, one youngster's hidayat, and this is the happiness of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In Badr, go ahead to Jannah, the breadth of which is equal to the distance between the heavens and the earth. Umayr, why did you say Bakin, Bakin? He says, Inni uridu min ahliha, I want to be a Jannati. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, Innaka min ahliha, you are a Jannati. No sooner he hears this, eating some dates, la in hayitu ila an akula tamarati hada la kana hayatan tawila. How can I tarry? How can I hold back? How can I wait? Allah's Rasul has given me the glad tidings of Jannah. What am I waiting for? Why delay to eat these dates? As he goes forward, look at the jazba, look at the zeal, look at the conviction of akhirat. Rakdan ilallahi bi ghayri zadi. إِلَّا التُّقَى وَعَمَلِ الْمَعَادِي وَالصَّبْرِ فِي اللَّهِ عَلَى الْجِهَادِي وَكُلُّ زَادٍ عُرْضَةٌ نَفَادِي غَيْرَ التُّقَى وَالْبِرِّ وَالرَّشَادِي.
He says, I am running to Allah. My pockets are empty. بِغَيْرِ زَادِي. My pockets are empty. What do I have? I have taqwa.
I have the amal of deen. I have sabr while striving in the path of Allah. And Sahaba, Dawat was their lifeblood, was in the inner vestiges of their beings. The Sahabi is sacrificing his life in the path of Allah and still is giving Dawat.
Kullu zad, he addresses the ummah, whatever you will amass of this dunya, paisa, 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 urdatun nafad, all this will come to an end. Ghayrat tuqa wal birri wal rashad, taqwa will remain.
Piety will remain. The obedience of Allah will remain. The amal of deen will remain. Things of this world will come to an end. Such an effort Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made. But one sahabi had come onto this. One ummati had come onto this. That my life and my wealth belongs to Allah. My day has to become the day of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My night, his night. My fikr, my concern, my compassion for humanity. That of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To learn that, first step, Alif Ba Ta Sa, our elders are saying, we have to take our time. We have to take our time and go into that environment. I remember in 93, when our Jamaat was in Raiwan Markaz, that time, 93, this is 23 years ago, they had given Karguzari that in that 1 year, 28,000 Jamaats from Raiwan Markaz had went in the path of Allah. Mm-hmm. Go into that environment and see the Qurbani and sacrifice that has been given, that we'll understand. We'll be able to get our priorities right, in what direction we are going, who we are, and why Allah has sent us. So who is ready, inshallah? Those brothers who haven't been for 4 months, those who haven't been, they are appealing to you, this is an opportunity, the Mubarak night of Ramadan. Let us regard this as a ghanimat, stand up and make niyat. Not asking you to go tomorrow. The standing up also, you're not signing some legal document. There won't be any repercussions. The standing up is iltija, it is tamanna, it is dua, it is supplication. Ya Allah, you accept me. Without Allah's acceptance, we can't take one step in the path of Allah. So who is ready, inshallah, make niyat by stand up and give our name. Those who haven't been 4 months, make niyat to go 4 months. Those who have been 4 months every year, come my respected brother. Who is ready, mashallah?
Oh, mashallah, give name, brothers. Azhar from Yaput, mashallah.